Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Listen and grow as Del questions the status quo, encourages you to think differently, and empowers you to make a better life. Get ready as Del challenges core beliefs, seeks the truth, and reveals the roadmap to the lifestyle you really want. And now your host, multi-millionaire, national award-winning investor, CEO and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, Del Walmsley.
Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. My name is Al Gordon. I am proudly sitting in for Del, who is away for a moment. He's taken some time away to go do some retired stuff. So what did he do? He gave me a call and he said, "Hey, Al, do me a favor." I said, "What's that, Del? What do you need done?" He says, "Will you do my radio show for me on Tuesday?" And I said, "Oh, well, yeah, absolutely. We've got Paul on, don't we?" He goes, "Yeah, I'm going to miss it. And I'm really interested in hearing Paul's story. But I've got some other things that came up that I just have to deal with. And would you cover for me?" And I said, "Absolutely." Because here's why I've got no problems doing Del's radio show. Number one, it's fun. Number two, it allows me to share information with you that I wouldn't otherwise get the opportunity to share with you, because the radio show that I do airs at different times on different stations, or maybe the same station, maybe it follows this show. It just depends on the market where our programs actually air. And I like this because, number one, it kind of breaks up everything for you guys. And number two, it gives me the opportunity to sit in Del's chair. Yeah, I'm sitting in Del's chair. It's a big chair to fill. It is a big chair to fill, but it's not going to be a big problem. And here's why. I mentioned previously that I have Paul on the show. Now, let me just give you some background on Paul. Paul is a guy, like every other Lifestyles Unlimited member, that had a retirement problem. And he turned to Lifestyles Unlimited for the solution. Now, he's achieved a pretty amazing solution. He has. He has done some things during his time period as being a member of Lifestyles Unlimited to change the complete trajectory of his life. Paul is what we call real estate retired. What does that mean, real estate retired? It means he can do what he wants, when he wants. He doesn't have to worry about money. At the end of the day, he's still real estate retired. And when he wakes up the next morning, guess what? Still real estate retired. Now, ironically, Paul lives in the great state of California, which is a couple of hours behind us. So I think Paul was sleeping in today, and we kind of called him and we woke him up, and he had to take an energy drink to get ready for this show. But I think that energy drink is kicking in right about now. So what I want to do is I want to bring Paul onto the show. I want you to understand his story. I want you to understand what he used to do for retirement. I want you to understand what he's currently doing for retirement. And I want you to understand how he got himself real estate retired. We're going to share all that information with you right now. Paul, welcome to the show. How are you today?
Good morning, Al. Great to be here. And thanks for the great introduction.
Is that energy drink kicking in yet?
Not yet.
Not yet. All right. So what do I need to do to get you pumped up? I mean, until that energy drink kicks in, we've got to get you pumped up. So what could we talk about that would get you pumped up?
Well, you know, I am 72 today, and I have this idea of finishing strong. So, you know, if I'm lucky to be old enough to, you know, live the 90s, you know, what am I going to do? And so here's what I came up with this morning. I'm taking care of my favorite mother-in-law, and I'm in charge of her finances. So I'm getting a preview of what could happen to me. So even though I reach my, you know, retirement, I'm going to need like double that in 20 years. So I'm taking care of her finances, and it's about $8,000 a month for the assisted living. So if I use your calculations, things double about every 20 years. And so in 20 years, I'm going to need double that for myself. So that's my next goal, that's what I wanted to pass on. And I did not want to be a burden to my kids. I want to take care of myself. They can spend my inheritance any they want to. So I hope that made some sense.
No, that totally made some sense. I think what you conveyed to not only me, but to the millions of people listening to us, is that when you get older, it gets more expensive to live your life. And you have firsthand knowledge of it because you're handling the finances of somebody that you care about, and you're seeing that erosion of wealth. So here's the question I have about your mother-in-law. Where does she get her money from? Is she living off of a big bag of money that she's drawing down?
She is not. She's living off her pension from her husband and some savings. She had some farmland in California. She had a little bit of that. But here's what she did. 10 years ago, she bought an annuity in my name. So she really trusts me. And so 10 years later... Yeah, and then when the time came for her to check into the assisted living, I cashed that annuity out, and my plan is to make that last for at least 2 years. And then after that, we'd have to sell her house, which, you know, every house is $1 million in California. But I'm trying my best not to do that, so that's what I'm doing right now. I'm trying to make that last. It sort of reminds me when you talk about 401k to make that last, you know, you die before it runs out of money. So,
wow, it sounds like it's a difficult situation. It's not an impossible situation. She at least has that pension, so that pension is paying her money every month. And she's taking Social Security too?
A little bit, yeah. She didn't work that much.
So there's a small payment that comes from that. Was she able to tap into her former husband's Social Security? Do you know?
No, because of he got a pension, so he didn't have Social Security. Yeah.
So they wiped out his Social Security because of the pension.
Well, he has a pension only.
It's so old. The rules were different.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, that totally makes sense. So she's got fixed income coming from pension. She's getting a little bit more money coming from Social Security. She's got that annuity. Are you guys drawing down that annuity?
Well, that's why I decided to, a year ago, just take the whole thing out because, it's depending on the stock market. So it will go up and down. So I said, I'll take it out. And I found a company that pays 5%. I go, I'll take that because you never know when you're going to need a large check. So I didn't want to be relying on the ups and downs. So I did that. So she's making, 5% on the money, which is, very conservative, but I know it's going to be there. And, she's in hospice. So I, who knows how long that lasts, but I thought, I think 2 years might work. If not, we'll go to plan B.
Yeah, and what I'm hearing in your voice is some unsuredness about the success of this potential plan because you're trying to make it last 2 years, but, are there things that could wreck your plan?
Oh, yeah. Stuff comes up every day. You never know what's going to happen. Knock on wood, everything's been pretty fine, but you just don't know. We go there every day. We decided that it was better to have a professional nurse on staff instead of having her at our house. And it works out better because there's always somebody there, but we go there every day. And so we can kind of see what's happening with some of the other people. And I talk to them. And so, like I said, it gives me a preview of, what's going to happen to us if we're lucky since we live that long.
Paul, really, you guys are doing everything in your power to make her last days as pleasant and as comfortable and as loving as possible, are you not?
Yes, and thank you for mentioning that. It's a big deal to us, and we're doing our best on our end.
My hat tips to you, and I think you're doing, you're doing God's work. That's the best way I can put it up.
Thank you so much. I'll get myself together here in a minute. Yeah, it's what it's what we're made to do. Take care of your family.
Now you're in a situation that's different than your mother-in-law. You're not worried about a pension that provides you a fixed income, maybe has a COLA allotment every year. You're not worried about the Social Security income because you've fixed all of that, have you not?
I think I have. And I started late, Al. I was busy. We ran an appliance repair business for 35 years, me and my wife. And about age 60, I go, you know what? I don't have a 401k or IRA. I better do something. So I started buying single family houses, and we got up to 10. And I realized this is great, but it wasn't going to be enough to retire on. And that's when I started searching for a little bit more. And Lifestyles had syndication, single, multifamily. So that is when I joined LU. I think it was 2017.
Wow, you and I were born into the Lifestyles Unlimited family in the same year. That's the year I joined. So I actually showed up in the summer. When did you get around to doing it?
They had this program where if you bought 1 year, you got 2 years free. So I thought, you know what? I'm going to look at it for a whole year and decide what to do. That was fun.
I remember that. I remember that deal.
Because, you have to wait, 5 years for a deal to come to fruition and cash in. I go, well, this is not going to work. So then I really didn't start doing anything until 2018. And that's when we started. I was looking up what we did. 2018, we got into 1, 2, 3, 4 syndications.
How did those deals do? Do you still own all four? Have those been transacted? Where are those at?
Let's see. Look at my notes. So three have sold. And the very first deal was in Arizona with Vibov. And it took,
You got into his deal?
Yeah, his second deal. His second deal as a lead, and it turned out to be a super home run. And we actually just cashed in last year. And Vibov hasn't talked about it, so I don't know if I should, but it's something like 5 times what we put in.
That's an amazing result.
It is. And so that was a home run right off the bat, so that got us going. Anyway.
Yeah, I know all about that deal. I've interviewed him on this radio show. Well, technically on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor radio show. And we got into the details of that deal. And yeah, that's why I knew it was a home run before you even started talking about it, Paul. I think it's amazing that you got into that deal, that the timing was right. You made the right relationships. And wow, 5 times return. How many years did you guys own that? Do you recall?
Well, it was, 2020, before 5, 6 years.
Okay.
And how
so
I met
6 years
him
to quintuple your money?
Yes. I met him, and he was still living in California. And I called LU. I said, hey, I'm brand new. How do I meet these guys? And he said, well, he's having a luncheon in Concord. And so I drove over there and I saw him and I sat right next to him at the restaurant. And that's how it all started.
You knew that you wanted to connect with that guy and you took the bull by the horns and you made it happen.
I like that. I'm going to use that. Yeah,
that's exactly what you said. I just made it sound a little prettier. That's all.
Really?
So what did you talk to him about? I mean, you're kind of like a brand new investor. This guy is like, a lead investor that people know within the Lifestyles Unlimited community. He decides to go to Concord. You decide to go to Concord. You decide to sit right next to the guy. What did you say to him?
Well, he had just sold his Sacramento. That was his first syndication. He had it for a year and a day, sold it, and they were having a celebration thing for the investors. So I didn't say a whole lot, but I just sort of listened. And then, Vibov sort of was giving, his talk and all that. So I didn't say a whole lot, but we just connected. I don't know.
I love it. You connected, which led to you investing with him, which led to you quintupling your money. I can't even say it correctly. I'm so flustered. I just love this result. When we come back from the break, we're going to get into Paul's mind. Stick around.
Teaching you with a roadmap to creating the lifestyle you really want. Keep listening. The Del Wamsley Radio Show returns in moments.
Learn to retire in 5 years or less through real estate investing. Learn how, learn now. Let Lifestyles Unlimited show you how. Get educated now. Text the word radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007. Join for just $297. Lifestyles Unlimited.
You're hearing the Del Wamsley Radio Show. Want more life-changing knowledge? Access our podcast and listen on demand at lifestylesunlimited.com under the radio tab. Now your host, Del Wamsley.
Welcome back to the Del Wamsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. My name is Al Gordon. I'm proudly sitting in for Del. I'm joined by Paul, and together we're working on your financial freedom. So as we were going to break, man, Paul was just dropping all kinds of great nuggets of information. And what I want to do, Paul, is I kind of want to go back into the past. Are you okay going into the past with me?
I'm ready, Al. Let's do it.
Okay. So I know a little bit of information about you. I know you played some Division II basketball. You went to college. How did college work out for you? Did you graduate?
I did not. I don't know about you. This was in the early 70s, and I thought, you know, what am I doing here? I was sort of programmed to go to school, but I looking back, I realized I had a goal to play college ball. So when I got there and I played, I made the varsity as a freshman, and so I sort of reached my goal. I didn't have a big enough goal, and so I go, I'm just wasting, you know, my parents' money here. Let's drop out. I think the phrase back then was turn on, tune in, and drop out. So I did that.
Oh, and, Timothy Leary, right? Oh, excuse me, Dr. Timothy Leary. Yes.
That's correct. Something like that. Anyway.
Yeah, something like that.
That was sort of what my peers were doing. And so I did that for a few years before I decided to start my own business. But there was a five-year period where I was just partying, to put it mildly.
So you went to college and then you dropped out of college so that you could do what you should have been doing in college, which was partying. and then you realized that, you know, you can't live your life like that. So you decided to start a business. What business did you decide to start?
The appliance repair business. I was literally the Maytag man for 4 years and then started my own repair business.
Why did you choose that line of work?
You know, I'm a pretty simple guy, Al. So I go, you know, I don't want to sit at a desk. I wanted to be an accountant. I mean, I love numbers, but I go, I don't want to sit at a desk for 30 years. So I thought, what can I do where I can use my physical skills and my brain a little bit? And that's being a service guy. So you're out and about. You drive around different people's homes, and there's a satisfaction when you do a job and you get a pat on the back and a check. I thought, well, you know what? It's pretty cool. So apparently I liked it because I did it for the next, you know, 35 years.
35 years in the same business speaks volumes about your ability to be successful. Most businesses don't last 5 years, let alone 35 years. So I think that's a huge testament to, again, to you for accomplishing something that most people don't accomplish. But the challenge became, I think you got into your 60s and you started to realize that you didn't have a 401k, correct?
Right. No 401k, no retirement. I was buying a few single family homes in Arizona, but it was sort of like a hobby, you know, and the goal back then was to break even. So it was sort of a bad business model, but it got me started. I like to say that. I was buying a couple here and there, and then you could get assumable loans because I did not have enough credit to buy.
Oh, the old assumable non-qualifying loans because they didn't put the due on sale clause in the mortgage contracts. I remember those.
Yes. And so it got me started. So I loved it.
So you bought property, you owned and operated it, you kind of broke even, I'm sure you took some depreciation write-offs. And then later on down the road, what caused you to join Lifestyles Unlimited? I mean, what spill the beans.
Well, the goal back then was to get 10 homes, and that was going to be, you know, it. And so I got to the 10 homes, then they did not have a DSCR loan, so I couldn't qualify for a Fannie Mae loan. So I thought, this is not going to work. I don't want to be old and not able to enjoy myself. So I heard some things about multifamily, didn't know anything about it, but I kind of liked what I heard on the radio. And so I dug in a little deeper, listened to some other groups, and something about the radio just struck a chord. I'm not sure why. I think it was just they were talking to me. It was good base. Oh, I know what it was. Dell said it's a service business. And so I thought, you know what? I'm a service business. I think I can do that. So you're providing a service, and if you do a good enough job, people will pay you. So that's how I got started.
So in 2017, you heard the message. In 2018, you took action. You actually invested into four properties. We learned earlier in the show that one of those properties was a massive home run. How did the other ones pan out? Did they do as good or did they do well? How did they work out?
That was 2018. Yeah, well, the other two were in Arizona also, and they were this lead's March 1st deal. And so he wanted to, get in, get out. So literally it was a year and a half, and we doubled our money on those. And that kind of sort of got me started, because I think I started with about $200,000. And so that gave me some money back. So I was able to start looking at some other deals a little more carefully.
What do you own today? I mean, what's sitting in that portfolio?
Right now, we're sitting at 18 multifamily deals and 9 single families. So I've been selling the 10 I had. I actually sold 5 of them as they came up. They're in Ohio, by the way. And as they came up, I would sell them and put them into a multifamily deal. And what was very cool, which I didn't know, because I've done 1031s, I did not have to do a 1031 because of all the carryover losses I had from the multifamily deals.
Interesting. And where did you learn all of this stuff?
Well, I have to say, I took the online course and just listening to everybody I could when we go to the expo or a meeting. I'm all ears. I learned something every time. Set to the 2 day at least 6 or 7 times, and I learned something new every time.
And I'll tell you, you brought up expo, and we've got one coming up. It's going to be the 7th through the 10th of May. Are you going?
That was a nice segue. Yes, I am. I've heard it's going to be the last big one, so I'm pretty jazzed about it. And I get to meet all my Texas friends and people from all over the country, and you almost have to be there to describe it. Maybe you can do a better job.
How many of these expos have you actually been to?
We go every year since 2017. So how many is that? This is 5. It'll be 8. Number 8 coming up.
Okay, it'll be my 8th. Also, my understanding is that this is actually going to be the 11th expo. So you and I we missed 3, but we've been to 8 of them, and I think that kind of makes us experts on expo. What do you think?
I think so. All I know is it actually each one's a little different, but the same format, and I always have a good time. I always learn something, that I can take back to the group and all that.
What is the one thing that you absolutely must accomplish when you go to Expo, besides eating all the great food and all the different restaurants and hanging out in the bars and partying and that sort of stuff? What is that one thing that causes you to go?
I never thought of it that way. I just go. I'm a bad ambassador.
That's not what I hear.
we're taught to, go get as many names as you can. I had like 20 on my list, and that worked for me, but it's good to have like 100. So you should really go get 100 names. Meet somebody new at each event, at each class. So that would be my advice. Don't be
so
like
networking.
Me. Be like Al. Don't be like me.
Well, I have a blast networking. I mean, I can't wait to meet all the people. I mean, now here's an interesting phenomenon that I've experienced. I want to see if you've experienced it too. When I attended my first expo, there was like maybe, I don't know, 10 or 20 people in the entire place of 5,000 people that I recognized. I was like, you know, a brand new fish swimming through a giant ocean of people I didn't know. But I will tell you, at the last expo that I went to, I got the feeling that I actually had familiarity with at least half of the people that attended. I mean, did you experience that same kind of phenomenon?
That, and you know, my wife is very talkative, so I sort of, we work good as a team, because she'll go out and she'll say hi to anybody, so she'll get the thing rolling, and so most people know her, and they go, oh, that's Cheryl's husband, so it works for me too in a backwards sort of way, but one-on-one, I'm great. In a group, I'm sort of standing off to the side, but hey, we got a system and it's working for us. But like you said, you're naturally outgoing.
What would you recommend for somebody that's not necessarily as outgoing as I am, or maybe your wife is, or possibly you? What would you recommend to them regarding how to get that networking jump started?
Well, it goes back to your goals. What are you trying to accomplish? So I do things that I don't really like to do because I have a goal. Well, you know what? I need to meet so many people. So it helps me make that first step. So I just, whenever you're standing in line, whenever you're sitting next to somebody, just say, hey, how you doing? Where are you from? Or the latest one I use is, where were you born? Like, I was born in Washington, D.C. And then we start talking about D.C. And next thing you know, you find something that you can in common. And so then you just made a contact, just made a connection. That would be my advice.
That is some amazingly good advice. I think the big thing for everybody to understand when it comes to networking, and that's one of the major things that goes on at our expo events. The big thing about networking is you just have to get over any fear that you have of doing it, right? So it sounds like what you're offering up is a solution to a problem that I think a lot of people deal with. Good job, Paul.
Yes. Thank you. And, you know, fear is, it's really me thinking about myself. And, you know, most people aren't thinking about me. So they're thinking about them. They're thinking about themselves. So once I got over that, and I've gotten better, just like John Pryor, you just muscle through it, and pretty soon you're just doing it more naturally. So, you got to do it. You just got to do it.
Yeah, I think they need to do it. So if you're a Lifestyles Unlimited member and you haven't registered for Expo, remember, as a member, your general admission is covered by your membership. Get yourself registered to attend. If you want to attend some of the other events, go ahead and sign up for those other events. I do know that now you've been on the bus tour, have you not?
Yes. Actually, first event I went to was in Dallas, was a bus tour before the Expo. That was my first contact with LU in Texas. That was awesome. And so I don't always go on the bus tours because we've got so many ambassador stuff going on, but I recommend it because, man, when you're walking the properties, and you're talking with people, and they're just like you. They're going, wow, you know, I never thought apartments were like this. And so I must have met at least five people on that trip then that I still know today.
Yeah, the bus tour is an amazing event for networking, for education, for getting mentored, for all the things that we do at Lifestyles Unlimited. And here's what I know. I know that there's 2 days worth of bus tours, but one day is already sold out. We still have some seats remaining on the second available day. And if you want to find out how to do this, go to lifestylesunlimited.com, click on the Expo button, and you'll get all the information. Get yourself signed up for Expo and come meet Paul and come meet me.
Thank you for listening to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Want more of Del's unconventional wisdom? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com and click the radio tab. Listen to past shows, hear podcasts on demand, and find out how you can change your life today. The Del Walmsley Radio Show is part of the Lifestyles Unlimited Radio Network.
The information and opinions you hear on the Del Walmsley Radio Show are those of the host, Del Walmsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Del Walmsley Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Del Walmsley Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.